Newcomb. Let's nuke the bastards.
I was saying, things were going pretty well in my life.
Take a few moments to get the coordinates from the navigator.
You kidding? They're right there, gaining?
Traveling through hyperspace ain't like dusting crops, boy. Without precise calculations, you could fly right through a star or bounce too close to a supernova and then it'd end your trip real quick, wouldn't it?
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour, when there's no one so? What was in your suitcase?
Nothing. Just my stuff. Everything I had. I just got here.
Welcome to Vegas. You know anybody here? You got any family that you can call?
I don't have any family.
Where are you from?
Back east.
From where back east?
Different places.
Look. You can stay with me if you need a place to crash. It's not much until you get a job.
Are you hitting on me?
No. Not a hooker, are you?
No.
She joined. Hello? Speaking. Who? Oh, hello, Santa. Hey, could you hold it down, please? It's long distance.
Harry.
Santa. I brought you a coffee ring.
Thank you. But I can't keep anything down.
Well, you should maybe try a little cottage cheese. It'll sell you. Try some warm milk. Or bananas. They have a little tryptophan put you out like a light. Now listen, you get some rest, I'll deliver the toys, and tomorrow I'll call you. Don't worry! And Herschel, and Shlomo.
On Herschel, on Shlomo. Says Hanukkah Harry, eight nights a year. On Moshe, on Herschel, on Shlomo. Means that Hanukkah Harry is here. Delivering toys for Jewish girls and Jewish boys. We dance the hora around the menorah when Hanukkah Harry is here.
What's this? Better put it in the fridge before it turns.
Santa!
I got in hammer. You gave me a coronary. What are you kids doing up?
We were just too excited. We couldn't sleep.
Santa, we're sorry. It doesn't mean we won't get any toys, does it?
What, for insomnia? Don't be silly.
Hey, you don't look like Santa.
Scott?
Well, Santa's supposed to have a red suit and a cherry nose, and you have a black suit and your nose...
You're a very smart boy. I'm not Santa Claus. I'm Hanukkah Harry.
Hanukkah Harry?
Yes. The Santa here has stomach virus. So I'm filling in, bringing toys to all the Gentile boys and girls.
Goody.
Now, Christine.
Yes?
Santa told me you've been very good. So I'm being especially nice to you.
Thank you, Hanukkah Harry. Socks?
8 pairs! Can you believe it? And Scott, for you, some slacks. They're a little big, but you'll grow into them.
Gee, Hanukkah Harry, thanks and everything, but normally Santa gives us toys and fun things.
Fun? If I got fun.
If Hanukkah Harry is helping Santa, maybe that means that Christians and Jews, deep down, are pretty much the same. Maybe that's the real meaning of Christmas. You too. You know, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have had Christmas at all.
She's right, you know.
Oh, please, stop. You're embarrassing me.
On Moshe, on Herschel, on Shlomo, when Hanukkah Harry is
seven women on my mind. Four, they're gonna own me. Two, they're gonna stone me. One said she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. A place to make your stand. Take it easy. Now I'm standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona, with such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to have a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if you're sweet. I'm climbing in to take it easy. Yeah. just a little hard to find. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Last thing I remember was the economy was working and there was a budget surplus. Yeah. Where's Clinton?
We impeached him.
Fuck!
For what? A blowjob.
What? Who did he blow? Putin? No! No!
He got blown by a Jewish girl.
What? He got head from a Jewish girl? Fucking A! And they impeached him for that?
Well, he lied about it.
He's married. Who wouldn't? What the fuck?
No, he lied about it to Congress. And those fuckers impeached him? That's like a group of lepers judging a beauty contest. What the fuck?
Wow, that's nuts. Oh.
Bud. And then they acquitted him. Oh, cool. And who was president next? Gore? No, Bush.
He was already president. No, this was his son.
Oh, the one from Florida. He's kind of cool. No, the one from Texas.
Junior? Fuck! My God, the one who traded Sammy Sosa? Fuck yeah!
How was he as president? Kind of goofy.
Really, he waved at Stevie Wonder. What the fuck?
Like, wow. And then...
what did he do?
Well, he took a lot of vacations. And then what happened?
We got attacked.
By who?
Osama bin Laden. The guy from Afghanistan? Didn't we used to send him weapons?
Yeah, I know.
We went after him, right?
Yeah.
Did we get him?
Almost.
Well, then, what do you mean, almost?
Well, we went after Hussein because he had weapons of mass destruction.
That guy from Syria. I knew that fuck would do this.
No, the one from Iraq. Saddam Hussein?
Bush Sr. kicked his ass.
Yeah, he did.
And we got him?
Oh, fuck, we got him.
And we found the weapons of mass destruction? Because he would tell you where they are.
Well, they executed him.
Fuck off!
And did you get bin Laden?
Oh, almost.
We got four of his number threes.
Okay!
But he's in Afghanistan.
Maybe.
He might be in Pakistan.
Well, let's go after him in Pakistan.
Well, there's a problem there. They're allies and they have weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, no!
What about the economy?
Well, we had to bail out the banks.
Again?
Fuck yeah!
And now, who's the president?
A black guy.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. There's a black president and there's a Latino on the Supreme Court.
There is.
Oh, my God. Who's the president? Jesse Jackson?
No, his name's Barack Hussein Obama.
Now you're fucking with me.
Fuck off.
And that's where we find ourselves today. We have an African-American, but he was not born in Africa. Even though the birthers are gone, he was born in Africa. Yes, and his campaign was financed by a Nigerian prince on the internet. Come with me, my friend. It's like their worst nightmare would have been at the inauguration going, Mr. Obama, you are now President of the United States. Kumara! Hillary, work the booty, work the booty, work the booty.
What the fuck?
And you have to break his name down. It's Barack, blessing, Hussein, we know who that is. Obama, it's an old Kenyan word for Kennedy.
Cool.
And the moment he was elected, Caucasian guilt dropped lower than the stock market. It was like a brother be going, my man, could you spare a dollar? I'm sorry, my good fellow, but I voted for Obama. Good fucking luck. Take care. It's like, And now you have Michelle. Michelle, oh my God, girl, please. Yeah, baby. Oh, like a combination of Jackie Onassis and Serena Williams. Way to go. She is so elegant, and she's got guns too, which is kind of cool. But you get the feeling, as elegant as she is, if you diss her man, she will fuck your shit up. She will. She will open a can of whoop ass. She will go from yes we can to oh no you didn't. And Obama got heckled in Congress. What the fuck is that? That would have not have happened if Cheney were there. If Cheney were there, oh no. If someone had heckled W, Cheney would be like, bam! Yeah! Anybody else got a problem? Cheney shot a man in the face hunting quail. I don't know about East Coast quail, but California quail are this fucking big. You gotta drop kick him and then get him in the air going, bam! Shit happens. And I love Cheney at the inauguration looking like old man Potter, like, good luck with the economy, little African prince. Take care, Simba. And he was transforming as we speak. The last few years, he's been turning slowly but surely into Gollum. Like, they don't like us. Don't give a shit, not caring why. Halliburton is the precious. It's the precious. And he's become an archetype now. It's the type of thing that if you want to frighten a little child, you just have to say, if you're not good, the Cheney man will get you. And what's W doing now? He's a motivational speaker. Kind of cool. It's kind of like having Lindsay Lohan as a guidance counselor. And I love the fact they're talking about opening the George W. Bush Library, which I think, wow, that's kind of like the Colonel Sanders Culinary Academy. Just the concept alone boggles your mind. And they've already talked about making it very interactive, which I think is code for not so many books. And I hope they have some of his great quotes on the walls, like, a lot of our imports come from other countries. Yes! The question that's never asked, is our children learning? Didn't know that. People misunderestimate me. That's not even a fucking word. Way to go! And you gotta cut W some slack, man. He comes from a family where the smart brother is named Jeb, number one. And he had a wicked coke problem. And why did he have to stop doing blow? Because I believe one day he was like, shit, my mom's on the dollar bill. Goddamn. Gotta cut this shit out. And near the end of his term, even world leaders were dissing his ass. There'd be the World Economic Leaders Conference, and they'll be up there going, oh, shit, here comes Skippy. Fuck off. And he'd be up there like a kid at a graduation, like, nobody likes me. This is bullshit. This is crazy ass shit. But there was one guy who treated W with kindness and respect. And that man was Tony Blair. Tony Blair and W was like the United Nations production of Rain Man. It was wonderful. There was sweetness. Tony be going to W. W, do you know the price of gas?
Definitely don't know the price of gas. Don't know the price of gas.
Do you have an economic stimulus package?
Definitely have an economic stimulus package. Might work. Definitely might work. Give each and every American over the age of 20 $1 million. Tax them at a flat tax rate of 10%. Gives back the government $100,000. Gives each and every American $900,000. Might stimulate locally and personally. Definitely might work. Definitely might work.
But W, do you know the price of gas?
Definitely don't know the price of gas.
And the definition of insanity is repeating the same action, expecting a different outcome. And we elected him the second time. The whole world went, what the fuck is going on with you people? We still have comedy, though. We still have great comedy out there. There's always rambling Joe Biden. What the fuck? Joe says shit that even people with Tourette's go, no. Joe is like your uncle who's on a new drug and hasn't got the dosage right. I'm proud to work with Barack America. He's not a superhero, you idiot. Come here.
When FDR was on television, there was no TV back then. Come here, Joe. Sit down.
And then you always have senators willing to push the comedy envelope, like Senator Larry Craig, a guy who tried to pick up a man in a men's room by Morse code. How the fuck do you do that? How do you go, will you blow me? Maybe. And there's always Governor Sanford. He's a piece of work. That's wonderful.
I'm going for a hike on the Appalachian Trail. Where does it end? Patagonia. Oh, fuck off.
Fighting broke out overnight between rival factions along the Israeli
Honey! Syrian. How's that roast coming along?
It's almost ready, dear.
Gee, Dad, that sounds close. Dad, it stopped right in front of the house.
What's going on?
All right, everybody, let's all just calm down. I'll take care of this.
Nice to meet you, folks. Fire Marshal Bell here.
Won't you come in?
Don't mind if I do.
Wow, a real fireman.
That's right, Princess. Say, I sure have a beautiful family here.
Why, thank you, Fire Marshal Bill. Now, how can we help you?
Well, it's National Fire Safety Week. I've been going door to door looking for fire hazards. Mind if I give your place a little inspection? It's free.
Please do.
Son. Does your father always smoke a pipe?
Yes, sir.
Pipes, cigarettes, number one cause of domestic fires. Let me show you something.
Certainly.
Now, say one night you're drifting off to sleep on the couch, and the pipe falls out of your hand like that. Now you start dreaming that you're having a little barbecue. You pull out a can of lighter fluid. Boom! Oh. You're all burned. Spikes! Want that? Oh. Oh,
yeah. Hey, Fire Marshal Bill, your finger's on fire!
Yeah, it's getting better. That's nothing. I caught fire so many times I can't even feel it anymore. The trick is not to panic. Fire is your friend. Uh-oh. Look what I found. Down at the station, we like to call this an octopus. Let me show you something. Pulleys up, it becomes an exposed electrical outlet. Let's just say it's after dinner, you've got a fork in your hand, somebody says, hey, I got the leggings. Where?
Fire Marshal Bill, are you okay?
Are you joking? I've been hit by lightning 19 times.
That's horrible.
Not really. I'm starting to enjoy it. Okay, everybody. Out to the kitchen. Now, your kitchen area is an all-too-common locale for fires. First time I spontaneously combusted was in a kitchen not unlike this one. It was one of those hot nights. I opened the fridge and, poof, went up like a powder keg. Good thing I knew how to drop and roll.
Your hand's on fire.
So it is. That's a sure sign that your gas flow hasn't been calibrated properly. Now, say you got yourself a bit of a virus. You're looking for a box of tissue, but it's not there, and it's too late. Next thing you know, your gas light goes out on your new gas range. Suddenly, your house is hit by a giant meteor storm that's totally unexpected. One of those hot little babies comes right through the kitchen window. You just happen to be holding a mask.
Hey! You're not gonna like that, are you?
Don't worry, folks. I'm a fire marshal.
Everything we had was in there.
Come on, folks, let's move on.
You'll be all right.
They just keep building them higher, don't they? Hey, neighbor! Is that a wood shingle roof you got there? Let me show you something.
Because the night belongs to love. Because the night belongs to life. Because the night belongs to life.
am Gumby. You know what I got for y'all? I got you a real pretty St. Patrick's Day story. See, once upon a time, there was this little teeny leprechaun. And he only wanted to do good. He had him a little house by Glen, and one day he went walking into the forest.
Hey, hey, hey.
And then...
What is this crap? What is this? What are you doing here? What is
it? Hey, man, I'm Gumby.
Drop dead, you bastard. There's only one Gumby, all right? And that's me, okay? I'm Gumby, damn it. Yeah. Me. Yeah.
Miss... I just thought people might enjoy seeing me play Gumby.
Hey, who gives a damn what you think, Dern, huh? You're a nobody, okay? You never was a somebody. You're not even a has-been. You're a never was, okay?
Aren't you gonna let me finish my little story about the leprechaun?
You wanna finish your story? Go ahead. Go ahead. The people wanna hear. Go ahead. I wanna hear. Don't clap. Don't clap. Shut up. Twist.
Okay, well, there was this little leprechaun.
It sucks so far, though.
He was so sweet and everything, and he was just hiding behind a little tree stump. And then at the same time, along came St. Patrick, and he was driving all the snakes out of Ireland. And he saw the little guy sitting behind the rock, and he picked up a stick, and he bashed him over the head, and that's the end.
I like that. I didn't know you felt that way about leprechauns.
Hey, man, I hate the little suckers.
I was wrong about you. Let's get out of here.
Ah, car flies.
Car, 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 car.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. Caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark.
I need. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina goodbye.
Out of the car. I said get out of the car. Now.
Ow! Oh!
Is this your name on this goddamn ticket, Ridgewick? Or maybe this is some kind of forgery.
You were parked in the crypt space.
The what?
Wait a minute, you can't come in here.
What?
It's a handicap space, and you've been told about it before, too, Buster, and you
what?
Know...
What did you call me? Did you call me Buster?
You touch me again, I'll throw you in the goddamn cell. I mean it.
It's Danforth! Danforth Keaton III, who is head selectman of this piss-pot little town, can get your ass fired off the police force and make that 1 second flat. Am I getting through to you, Norris?
I'm the one who told him to write the ticket.
Huh! Well, in that case, my mistake, huh?
Jesus, Dan. What in hell's got into you today?
Nothing got into me. I'm just sick and tired of self-important little pricks. Pusillanimous assholes.
That's enough.
Because I try to do a lot for this town. I accomplish a lot for this town. In fact, I am this town. And I am sick and tired of this goddamn persecution.
I'm not persecuting you, Dan.
He called me Buster! You know how I feel about that?
Then he'll apologize. Won't you, Norris?
I don't know that I will.
You will. Now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I called you Buster.
Mama's boy, you candy ass.
Oh, shut up, you bloated cigar-sucking used car salesman.
Boots! Shithead! I sell quality pre-owned yachts, you miserable fucking scotch. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
You know, guys, I moved here and I thought, great, I'm out of the big city and I'm finally in a place where everybody isn't going to be crawling up everybody's asshole every day. A place where maybe my biggest nightmare was going to be getting some goddamn cat out of a tree. But forget that. Everybody is insane everywhere. So you guys just fight it out between you. One of you kill each other and who's ever left, I'll throw in jail.
We'll be right back.
Hey, how are you? I was in the neighborhood, and I thought I'd stop by, see what's cooking.
That Julio?
Yeah.
What do I say?
Tell her to come down. Prove to her you're the man.
Come down. I'm the man.
Get tough. Tell her you're bad.
I'm bad.
Like you mean it.
Allison, I'm bad.
No, no, no. Jump up and down.
I am so bad.
Be angry.
I am so bad.
Who are you talking to? Julio and the hedge.
I'm so bad, I should be in detention.
No, no, be mean. Wave your arms. They believe you're angry.
Listen to me. I'm not the kind of guy that's gonna start flailing around in the driveway of a trapped house. I'm not gonna lose my temper in front of a woman that I love.
Get on your knees. Beg her. Tell her you're thinking of killing yourself.
I don't talk like that. Do you hear me? I don't talk like that. If you know so much about women, you talk to her. The hedge, Allison Capuletti. Allison, the hedge has a few words to say to you.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, now you don't know what to say. Why am I out?
Allison, Julio's very unhappy.
Get off of my leg!
Get off of my leg!
No hiciste lo que yo te dije.